second annual softball game. Years ago, we wanted to do something and have an impact on charities, and we felt the best way to do it, where you could have fans involved, is to do something like this. And if you look behind me, you can tell that we've got fans out from all over the place that are going to come out and enjoy a great evening of fun, softball, refreshments. You know, at the end of the day, after we're all done, five very needy charities benefit from all this fun.
We're in the locker room at GSE Ballpark getting ready for the Home Run Derby and just, you know, try to have some fun at this charity event.
Home Run Derby in general was a humbling experience for myself. First person to swing and completely miss a ball, my first swing, that was pretty embarrassing. But didn't get any over the fence, pretty embarrassing. I'm not too much of a baseball slash softball guy, so I'm not going to hang my hat on this work, but feeling good, glad to be out here.
Guys like this, you know we're going to be competitive. So there was a lot of trash talking leading up to this. It's been a lot of fun so far. Obviously, winning was great, but I'm sure the game will be even more fun.
Anytime you get this many good athletes together, myself not included in that group, it's going to be competitive and fun. Although I think we're a little bit outnumbered. I've heard that the outcome of the game's kind of been decided, but we'll put up a valiant fight.
I'm not really doing much with the bat right now. It's been a frustrating day. After getting MVP last year, I think that belongs to Austin Pettis' series. Gone 2-for-2 yard both times. Josh talked a lot of mess from last year's Home Run Derby Championship, so being able to rob him at the wall is vindication for all the stuff I've had to go through over the last 365 days.
Game was real interesting. I know we went back and forth a little bit. We ended up getting the victory in the end. Coach Fisher's team always wins, so it was a good part. I was on the blue squad this year. I got baseball on both sides of my family. My grandpa actually played for the Cardinals back in the 50s, and my uncle Gary, he played professional baseball for a good few years too. So I got some baseball on the butt line, so it's always nice to get back out here.
Oh man, it's always great to be able to get out here and throw the ball around. You know, it was my life for a long time. And all of these people out here, too, is one of the great things about living in St. Louis is that the people in the community, when you ask, they respond. And this is a great turnout today, and there's a lot of grand players out here today. So it's a great cause, a lot of fun, especially since the rain's going away.
I mean, that's the best part about it. Really get to interact with the fans and see how much they really appreciate us and are really fans of the Rams. So it's nice to get out in the community and see some of that love.
It's a blast getting to come out here, do an event with my teammates, get to compete, you know, in a different sport than we're all accustomed to, and you know, do it all with Coach Fisher's name and on a celebrity softball game, and get to raise some money for some great foundations around the St. Louis area and nationwide. It's just a great experience.